From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The State Department is alerting staff in Japan that potassium iodide will be available to them in the event of harmful radiation contamination from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. But the administration says the compound is just being offered out of an abundance of caution. Workers were evacuated from the tsunami-damaged plant Monday local time after gray smoke was seen rising from Reactor 3. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano, speaking through an interpreter, says there's been no increase in radiation.
The monitoring shows that we do not see any great changes in the readings.
As the search for victims continues, the Japanese government says the death toll stands at around 8,600. However, there are reports that put the death toll as high as 18,000. Scathing remarks from Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin today over a UN resolution authorizing airstrikes in Libya. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow that Putin accuses the U.S. of developing a tendency of interfering in the business of other countries.
Putin says the Security Council resolution resembles medieval calls for a crusade. He told workers at a ballistic missile factory that the resolution was flawed and allowed everything, including intervention in a sovereign state. The Russian Prime Minister also criticized the United States, saying Washington had a tendency to too easily resort to the use of force in its foreign policy. Putin said that although the Gaddafi regime was not democratic, that did not justify military intervention. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Home prices are at their lowest levels in nearly 9 years as sales of previously owned homes fell sharply in February. AT&T says it will buy its rival T-Mobile for $39 billion in cash and stock. The deal would create the nation's largest wireless carrier. NPR's Chris Arnold reports it's bound to draw scrutiny from regulators.
By buying T-Mobile, AT&T would be pulling a thorn out of its side. T-Mobile is the country's fourth largest carrier, but it's been an aggressive competitor through low prices and plenty of TV ads.
Hi, I'm a T-Mobile MyTouch 4G.
And I'm an iPhone 4.
Who's your friend?
Oh, it's the old AT&T network.
That'll slow you down.
That's the price I paid for 3G speed.
Bummer.
Of course, competition tends to be good for consumers, and regulators have to decide whether the deal consolidates the industry too much. The telecom company Sprint is opposed to the merger. By joining forces, AT&T and T-Mobile would be larger than the currently number one Verizon. And critics say Verizon and AT&T would control nearly 80% of the U.S. wireless market. The merger could also mean thousands of job cuts. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
At last check, the Dow is up 185 points at 12,044. This is NPR. Barry Bonds' trial starts today. Major League Baseball's all-time career home run leader is accused of lying to a federal grand jury in 2003 when he said he never knowingly took banned performance-enhancing drugs. NPR's Tom Goldman reports on the legal battle surrounding one of baseball's most controversial figures.
Barry Bonds hasn't played baseball since 2007, the same year he was indicted for perjury and obstruction of justice. Now, his trial finally begins, and Bonds is about to become part of the daily sports conversation again. Although instead of talk about his towering home runs and on-base percentage, the conversation will be laced with words like steroids and lying. That's what prosecutors say he did during 2003 grand jury hearings about the infamous Balco doping scandal. The government is expected to call to the stand, among others, fellow ballplayers and Bonds' former girlfriend as a way to establish Bonds' alleged drug taking. The defense will argue those witnesses have an axe to grind with Bonds and that there's no hard evidence to prove Bonds knowingly lied. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A Boston hospital is declaring a new milestone with the first full face transplant ever performed in the United States. Doctors were scheduled to release details today about an operation performed last week on a 25-year-old patient. Dr. Bodan Pomahawk led a medical team of 30 people to replace Alice Ween's lips, nose, facial skin muscles, and nerves. Although this full facial transplant was the first in the U.S., last year Spain became the first in the world to perform the full face transplant operation. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.